This is Dudes Who Bet Sports.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Dudes Who Bet Sports. We're back for a special edition on Monday this week. So it'll be a Monday Dudes Who Bet Sports right here. We're going to go through the brackets. It's March Madness bracket breakdown. It's kind of like your Super Bowl, right?
Yep, it is. Do you think this is the greatest 2 weeks in sports of the year? Do you think there's more attention? Because the Super Bowl is just one day.
Right.
This goes on for 2 weeks. And I don't think there's any better moment in sports than this.
Yes. It's a 2 week thing. Yes, I think it's the best week, like 4 day stretch in sports is what I would call it.
Yeah.
I feel like each weekend it does kind of lose that steam because they're just simply because there's not as many, you know, but that Thursday and Friday. Yeah. It's about as good as it gets. No doubt.
Yeah. It really is. Because if you really like it and they have so many games on so many channels, you could just switch and they cover it so well. Mm-hmm. And it's just an event. It's become an event. And, everybody starts out with an equal chance, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Really not true. But anyway, it's always some surprises. You just don't know which one it's going to be.
Yeah. That's the thing. And that's what we're going to try to figure out today. Who's going to surprise? Who's not going to surprise? This is going to be pretty simple show, basically. We're just going to go through our brackets. We're going to go through game by game for you guys and give us our thoughts. I've got, I'll pull it up now. I've got two different brackets pulled up here, one for me and then one for you. And we're just going to go through these game by game here and just tell you who we like. So this is going to be pretty darn exciting. It looks like Kevin V says he will be in Pittsburgh Thursday and Saturday, excuse me, for those games. That's pretty darn cool.
Kevin, who's in those? Who's there? I don't know who's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't either. Let us know who's going to be playing. Who's there? A regional is a cool thing for sure. Yeah. No matter what round, that's just a different kind of atmosphere, I guess, is how I would describe that.
Yeah, I'll never forget when we went to St. Louis and they played in the dome. When I don't know if that dome's still there or not. I think it is.
Yep, it is.
And that's when the Rams were still playing football up there. And we went to COU in the Sweet 16, and it was Oklahoma, Michigan State, Miami of Ohio, and Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And that place, I think they had 50,000 in there, something like that. It was a horrible place to watch the game, unless you were on the sides down low.
Yeah.
You see, we were in the end zone type thing, the end zone of a basketball court, and we couldn't see hardly anything. It was terrible view. But it was awesome because it was four teams. OU didn't have very many. Miami of Ohio didn't have very many. Michigan State didn't have very many. And Kentucky had 38,000 in there probably. So it was crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. Michigan State, Kentucky did play for the right to go to the Final Four. And I believe it was Michigan State. That was Mateen Cleaves, I think.
Yeah.
When they had him. Yeah.
Here we go.
And speaking of Kentucky, it's going to be Kentucky versus Oakland, North Carolina State versus Texas Tech, and then Creighton versus Akron and Oregon, South Carolina. That's who Kevin's going to get to see
Does Kevin have
Pittsburgh.
A team or is he just going?
I don't know the answer to that one, but that's a pretty good docket of games, I would think. I don't know. Kevin, you may see a couple upsets, honestly.
I've got one of them picked for sure. So,
all right. Well, let's get to it. Let's go right to it. I've got mine up here first. So I'll go ahead and fill out the first round here. I went obviously UConn to win the first round game. And then in kind of a, I don't know. I think this Northwestern Florida Atlantic game's a toss up. I did go with Florida Atlantic. So I took the higher seed here. It's going to be a theme. I know I don't have enough upsets picked, but what can you do? I'm just trying to pick who I think is going to win. I did pick San Diego State to beat UAB. Was not all that impressed with UAB, even though they won. I think San Diego State, a tougher conference. I think they'll win. I really like Auburn to beat Yale. Just in to keep kind of the chalk going, I went BYU in that spot. I went Illinois. I did pick an upset here of Drake. I think Drake is a pretty darn good team. I think they'll beat the Pac-12 in Washington State. And then I went with the Cyclones, which matchups, that Drake-Iowa State matchup. That's what I really want to see. So I went with Drake.
Let me pick my first round in that district next. How about that?
All right. Well, that's exactly what we're doing. So we'll go to yours. You got UConn at Stetson first.
Well, of course I picked Stetson.
Right.
Yeah. Would that not be one of the biggest upsets of all time if Stetson beat UConn?
Right.
So I don't think that's going to happen. I'm like you, struggled with the next one. I think Northwestern is a really solid team. I went with a team that's a little more athletic, and that would be Florida Atlantic. But okay. I would not be surprised if there was an upset in that one for sure. Mm-hmm. San Diego State and UAB. I said about 3 weeks ago, I thought San Diego State was a sleeper type team. I don't think you can call a sleeper type team. Kind of soured on them a little bit, but I think they get by UAB. Auburn really has been impressive. They won the SEC, didn't really have a lot of trouble. Better watch out and don't stump your toe. This is kind of a game where you're not quite ready. You're going to see Yale. You're going to see film of Yale. You're going to say, golly, they're not that athletic. We're going to beat them. And that's where some upsets happen every once in a while. That game gets close and you can't make a shot, but I'm going Auburn. I think the BYU-Duquesne game is very, very interesting. Duquesne is playing great. BYU is a shooting team. It depends a lot on how they shoot it. If they shoot it well, they're going to win. And I'm going to hope they do, but I wouldn't be surprised to see an upset there. And I think Illinois is a solid choice over Morehead State, the way they played in the Big Ten tournament. I think they are playing very, very well. By the way, this bracket is far and away the toughest, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you got the overall number one seed. In my opinion, you got the best number two seed.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have the best number three seed.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have the best number four seed. It's a tough region for
you. Yeah, 4C being that Auburn team you mentioned that just ripped through the SEC. Yeah.
Yes, and you got Illinois that ripped through the
– Yes. Yep.
Well, you got the Big East champion, the SEC champion, the Big Ten champion, and the Big 12 champion all in the same region. Would somebody please explain that to me? I don't get that one.
It is crazy. And like I said, you've got a San Diego State team. We've been bragging on the Mountain West all year long. So even the five isn't just a slouch here either. So it's tough. And look, I mean, even BYU at a six can beat you, right?
You better believe it. I forgot the last game. Yeah. And I'm with you. I think Drake's going to beat Washington State. I just think the Pac-12's weak. And Iowa State is another one of these teams. They don't go very far in the tournament.
Yep.
I've seen the number two Iowa State team go down in the first round before, and a number three that's gone down before, just in recent memory. I think they get by South Dakota State because I don't think the Jackrabbits are as good as usual. So I've got them into the next round, round of 32, playing Drake in what should be a classic.
You know, I talked to my buddy, Iowa State fan, Paul, and I said, South Dakota State is not an easy game right out of the bat. Off the bat. That's not easy. And he hit the head coach there at Iowa State, actually coached at South Dakota State as well. I wasn't even aware of that.
Well, I didn't know that either.
And then if you survive South Dakota State, you got to, I mean, maybe it's a Drake team that is going to just be, you know, a natural rivalry 30 minutes away from each other, basically. Mm-hmm. Or you got to play Washington State, who's not terrible. So,
No. I know who I would rather play if I was Iowa State.
I would rather play Washington State for sure. Yeah, I mean, that's some tricky, tricky stuff for Iowa State. All right, let's go to the West now. I'll go through these and do mine here real quick. We'll start off with North Carolina. Obviously, I've been talking about up North Carolina, so I did pick them to win here. And I picked Michigan State here, so the 9 seed. I just think Michigan State will outclass Mississippi State, to use a horse racing term there for you. I did pick St. Mary's. I think defensively, they'll be good enough to beat Grand Canyon. I've seen a lot of people like Grand Canyon, but I did go St. Mary's in that spot. And even though Alabama's playing pretty poorly, I do think they'll beat Charleston. I'm not a huge Charleston believer this year. So chalk all the way through for me in this one as we keep going down here. I went with Clemson over New Mexico. I know it's Mountain West, but I don't know. I just think Clemson's a better team. I think they played better competition. I think the ACC got undervalued last year. I think they're undervalued again this year. I've got Baylor to beat the toothpaste. I did take Baylor in that one. I really like this Dayton team. More on that in a minute. So I put Dayton over Nevada, and then obviously Arizona is who I picked in the 215. All right, Papa Dude, who you got?
Well, again, let's compare regions here. You have North Carolina, solid number one, no problem. Okay, you got Arizona. I don't care what anybody says. That's the weakest number two.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not even close.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You have a very young Baylor team at number three. You don't see young teams, as young as they are, get through it.
No.
So I don't think they're a real strong three. And Alabama's kind of stumbling in as well.
As a North Carolina backer coming into this tournament, yeah. I loved what I saw. Now, obviously, like beating a team like Michigan State in this tournament's never easy sure. if they match up against them. But you're right. The higher seeds are not great.
If I'm UConn, I'm sitting there going, what in the hell were you thinking?
Yeah.
I that one was the first region that they named. And I have to admit, I didn't hear any of the commentary from the experts. I don't know whether they were saying the same thing we are or not. I didn't see it, but I don't care what they were saying. I don't understand it. Anyway, so let me give you my picks. Of course, I went with North Carolina. I went the other route and took Mississippi State over Michigan State simply because I think it's a toss-up game. I love your logic. Probably that's what's going to happen. I'm doing it as a protest that Michigan State is number nine. That's kind of where I'm going on that.
It's surprising.
I don't understand a 19-14 team. I don't get it. They didn't really do anything this year. It's Michigan State. It's Tom Izzo. And then is that why you get in? I mean,
yes.
I don't think they should be in there.
That's the answer, though. Yes.
Yes. And that's not, that shouldn't be.
Right.
Didn't have a good year. So I hope they get beat.
Yeah.
I went with Mississippi State as a protest, and that's dumb when you're doing a bracket.
Right.
I think the St. Mary's Grand Canyon game will be pretty interesting. Grand Canyon is pretty good, but I think St. Mary's is really good. So I went with them. I'm with you. I took Alabama over Charleston. I think this has got upset written all over it. There's a shot that could happen. I decided to go with New Mexico over Clemson. New Mexico, I believe, won the Mountain West tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they did.
Yep, they did.
Yeah. So they're on a roll. I just don't ever like Clemson for some reason, but every time I bet against them, I lose. I'm going with New Mexico in that one. I'll take Baylor, as you said, over the toothpaste. I just think they have more athletes, but that's another game. It's just a young Baylor team. You know, you never know. Playing at 11:40 in the morning. That's danger city all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I like Nevada over Dayton. I don't like the way Dayton finished the season, but I see your logic on it. I think this is a toss-up game. I just went the other way. And I'm going to take Arizona over Long Beach State, but I don't like Arizona at all. So that's the way I went.
All right. Yeah, I think when you look at this region, just you scroll down and see, okay, here's the teams you've got advancing. And then you look up here, it's like, geez, I bet on all of these teams in the East region throughout the season. And then you look at this one, I didn't bet on hardly any of these teams, you know. And that's how I kind of look at this, you know, sometimes as and maybe that's wrong, but it's like I kind of look and go, okay, well, I bet them a lot and had success. I'll pick them in the tournament.
Yeah.
I never bet Arizona. I did Nevada, definitely. Baylor towards the end. New Mexico, not really as much. Alabama and St. Mary's, no. Mississippi State, no. So,
no. You look at that bracket. Other than North Carolina, who could you make a legitimate case to win it? I don't think there's a one on there that I could just stand up and say they're going to win it.
No.
You got 15 so-sos.
And as a North Carolina backer, like I said in this tournament, I thought, oh man, that's perfect. Like,
you bet.
You know, let's pretend North Carolina was up here and had to go through an Iowa State, an Illinois, or an Auburn. Yeah. I mean, if you're taking on Auburn in the Sweet 16, that's not going to be easy. Or if it's San Diego State, it could be them. So no, yeah, it wouldn't be easy at all.
That bracket, UConn's in. I could make a case for UConn, Auburn, Illinois, and Iowa State to win that.
Yeah.
And like you said, San Diego State may throw a monkey wrench into all of it. So
yeah.
Bracket's ridiculous, that East one. Terrible.
For sure. It is. Yep. It's not. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's just that simple. It does not make sense. All right, let's get going here with the South. And again, another easy one here with Houston. You hope it's easy. Anyway, I took Houston to win that game. I did pick A&M to beat Nebraska. I'm not a huge believer in the Big Ten. So that was kind of my thought on that one. And to that subject, I picked James Madison to upset Wisconsin here. You always see a 12-5 upset. Yep. I mean, James Madison's a damn good team.
They are.
And Wisconsin, I feel like Wisconsin's going to do one of two things. They're either going to make a run like to the Elite Eight, or they're going to get beat in the first round. Like, they feel like a team that could lose to anybody and could beat anybody almost. Yep. So I think James Madison gets them. I almost picked the Catamounts, but I went ahead and took Duke in this one. The Catamounts, though, they are a very good team as well. A lot of people don't really realize how good Vermont was this year, but I think Duke will be a little bit better and be able to get the job done. I went North Carolina State in this spot over Texas Tech. Went with a hot team here. I think Tech's another one. Could probably make a little bit of a run, but also could get beat by anybody. That's just kind of the style they play. I did go Kentucky to beat Oakland. I don't think that will be much of a game there. Florida, I did pick Florida. I think they're playing well. Listen, Boise or Colorado, either one, though, could be a little bit tricky for them. And I did go ahead and take Marquette in that one. All right, let's go to yours. Who do you got here?
Well, I think this region, when you look at it, you got names.
Yeah. Okay? Yes.
The number two, Marquette, is a name. Are they going to beat Houston? If Houston gets there, I don't see any way.
No.
I think Houston will annihilate them. You got Kentucky. That's a name. I don't think they should be a three. They're there because they're Kentucky and Calipari, and they've played pretty well, but they got beat in that tournament. They haven't had just a solid year. They're vulnerable, and this is not a good Duke team. But it's hard to pick against Kentucky and Duke in this tournament. It just is. All right. So having said that, of course, I went with Houston over Longwood. I'm with you. I took Texas A&M over Nebraska. I think they're a little tougher. I think Nebraska doesn't play good enough defense. In this tournament, you got to play defense, and I think they're a little weak there. I struggled on the Wisconsin-James Madison game. I almost went with who I want to win, which is James Madison. I really want them to win, and they are very good. And here, this is a mid-major team. That was a tremendous amount of pressure on them to because they'd won 31 games coming into this tournament. I think they'd won 31 coming into this tournament. And a lot of pressure on them because they knew they had to win it to get in. And they didn't really struggle. You know, they got through it. That's a sign of a really solid team. But I went with Wisconsin because they're playing very well. But I love your logic. Either go to the Final Eight or they can get beat in the first round.
There's yeah, they just seem like one of those teams, you know. Lot of teams like this year, that there's not those prolific scoring teams. And it's just like a lot of these teams want to get in those 64-63 battles. And, I mean, that becomes a coin flip.
That's right. And sometimes you see a team like them that made a strong run through the Big Ten, came up a little bit short, and they left it all in the Big Ten Conference Tournament, and they struggle in that first round. It's an 8:40 game at night, so they got to sit around all day. James Madison's got nothing to lose, so that is a really solid pick on James Madison. And what did I do? I went with Wisconsin.
Well, but I think it's
I do have the right to change this, though.
Well, yeah, all picks are subject to change. It's just Monday, and well, let's be clear, on Tuesday and Wednesday might change some of our picks depending on who wins those maybe not the 16 seeds, but the 10 seed for sure. Oh, no, and also, you could change your mind.
Some reports may come out, you know, some injuries we haven't heard about. So,
yep.
I did take Duke over Vermont. I do think Vermont will give them a game. I just think Duke's one of those you just simply can't if you pick against them in the first round, it's at your own risk. So
yeah.
North Carolina State, will it carry over the ACC tournament and how they played? Sometimes you see a team make a real run, a team that came out of nowhere to make the tournament right at the last, but they had to win it and they have a letdown. I picked them as well as you did into the next round. I'm just not real sold on Texas Tech. I think they're good. I think they're vulnerable. I took Kentucky, of course. I'm going to go with the winner of the Boise, Colorado game against Florida. Now that I might change my mind. I'm going to watch the game tomorrow night and scout it a little bit.
Before you go on, who do you think's winning that game?
God, I think that one is tough.
I think that's going to be a hell of a game.
I do too. And I really don't think these teams should be playing a play-in game. I really don't.
Probably not.
I was shocked. The minute I saw Boise as a 10, I knew Oklahoma was out. I knew they were out the minute I saw that.
Yeah.
Because that's where Oklahoma was supposed to be. They were supposed to be in a play-in game. And I thought Boise was solidly in the tournament. And obviously they weren't.
Yeah.
And I knew when I saw that, that's it for Oklahoma. So, and then when Virginia went in, I knew it was history. So I don't know who you take. I think Boise was playing a little better, but then Colorado came on late in the season, but they lost that tournament. I probably am going to take Boise tomorrow. I have to see the line. Don't know what it is yet. So anyway, have to watch that one, and I may change this. But right now I'm going with the winner of the Boise, Colorado game, team over Florida, and I have Marquette over Western Kentucky, but I don't like Marquette.
Okay, Marquette. And a spoiler alert. Well, I don't know if she wants me to say that. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. So we'll go now.
Who's that? What do you mean?
Well, Heather's filled out a bracket. She is a fan of Marquette in her bracket. I'll just say that.
All right. So. That's good.
All right. We'll go to the Midwest here. And can Purdue do it? Can they get out of the first round this year? I mean, obviously, you're going to pick them, but I'm not sitting here real confident. They should win the first game. Come on.
I would hope.
So. Yeah, give me Purdue. I'll take TCU in the nine there. I think TCU gets it done. I think they get a nice win. I hate this, okay, because I think a ton of people are going to pick McNeese, and I don't really like to be the same on the same, like, upsetter. I don't think Gonzaga's that good, and so that's part of it. And this McNeese team, I watched them a couple times when they were in their tournament. I think they're pretty darn good. Like I think they are probably better than a 12 seed. I just think it's a situation. Gonzaga's not what they have been, and McNeese is good. So I took McNeese in that spot. I took Kansas, and I damn near didn't. I almost took Samford, but end of the day, I did take the Jayhawks there. I told you in Magic Sunday, Oregon was winning that game. You guys didn't listen. They beat Colorado, and I think Oregon beat South Carolina. I love Oregon in that spot. I'm going to take the upset there. I'll take Creighton to beat Akron. I will take Texas to beat Virginia or Colorado State, and then I will take Tennessee to beat St. Peter's. And by the way, we hate St. Peter's because they knocked us out of a bet the other night against Quinnipiac, but, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll make another run. So that's mine there. All right, let's go to yours.
This is a tough betting bracket. It really is.
I thought this was the toughest one to pick.
This one's tough to pick.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Before I finalize this, I got to find out if those two guys from Kansas are playing.
Yeah.
Because that makes them a ton better. That was their two best players that missed the last three or four.
I'm going to jump in. Kevin Beck, Quinnipiac, and Fairfield. Kevin, I almost rolled it back with Fairfield as well.
Because
the lines were just too good on both those games. But guess what? We both lost. So anyway, go ahead.
And I'd like to know how many people lost on the Brown-Princeton game and the Brown-Yale game, because those were just nuts.
Yeah.
So mine's going to change whenever I find out. I'm assuming those kids are going to play for Kansas. Yeah. I think that's why they held them out. So they make a ton of difference on the Jayhawks. Anyway, I went with Purdue, of course. I'm going to be a little different than you at this point anyway, and I'm going to go with Utah State. A little bit. I don't know. I'm wavering on that one way or the other. I'm going to look into that a little bit more, and I'd be subject to change on that. But right now I'm going with Utah State. Love your logic on the Gonzaga-McNeese game. I went ahead and took the Zags, but again, I could change my mind. I don't have a 5-12 upset, so this would be a logical one. Kansas, they do better when they're not expected to in this tournament. They've played several games without these two kids. If they get them back, which they're their two best players, will that give them a shot in the arm? And we're going to see a refreshed Kansas team. I'm going with that. So I went with them. I'm with you. Go Ducks. I took Oregon over South Carolina. Not real high on it, but the Ducks are well coached. Not saying South Carolina's not. But I just think they're going to get through it. That sets up, because I took Creighton over Akron. You notice that sets up Dana Altman against Creighton.
And yeah.
Dana was at Creighton for a long time. You notice how the committee does this kind of crap from
time to time.
Maybe why their brackets are so screwed up. They try to set these up. When I saw Virginia as the number 10, I knew Oklahoma was out for sure. I knew it before that, though. But Virginia and Colorado State, toss-up game there. This is a possible upset, too, because I don't like this Texas team. I don't think they're that good. But they, I think, are better than these two. So here's what, if Virginia wins, they might frustrate the crap out of Texas with that slowdown style of theirs. Texas might start gunning it. And I don't like Texas at all. I went ahead and went with them. And then I, you know, St. Peter's shouldn't be in there. So I went with Tennessee to beat St. Peter's.
All right. Now let's already flipped it back here. So let's go back to the East and let's go to the second round here. I'll go first here through these. And I did obviously go with UConn. I think obviously they're going to be very, very tough to beat. So I did go UConn. I debated on this one for a while. I took Auburn. I ended up taking Auburn to beat San Diego State there. I just think they're a little bit better. So I took Auburn in that one. I picked an upset here. I went BYU to beat Illinois. I don't love it, but I kind of just think BYU will be able to outshoot them, and I think they'll be able to beat them. So I went with BYU. I'll be clear, that is one that could definitely change for me, though. I've been debating on that one all day long. And then finally, I took Iowa State to beat Drake. So that is thy Sweet 16 there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, let's go to yours.
I think we're only different on one of them. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I went with UConn. UConn has passed every test.
Yep.
They win every time. I mean, you think, well, they may lose this one. They don't. They just had the one slip up in Creighton, and Creighton could have beat anybody that night. So other than that, they went right through it. That's a team that had the number one seed already sewed up, went into the Big East Conference Championship, and just didn't have trouble. So they passed every test for me. They're very, very good. I'm with you. This Auburn-San Diego State game is going to be really good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Sweet 16, these games, this is where we really get serious. And, you know, you got class. When you get to the Sweet 16, you're pretty good. I went ahead and went with Auburn simply, and I don't like Auburn. I don't like their coach at all. But I just have seen them play very, very well. You know, I think they're going to get beat, and they don't. So they're proving it to me. I think they're good. So I took them over a really good San Diego State team. I can't pull the trigger on BYU because they're shooting. It depends on that a lot.
Yeah.
I really am sold on Illinois. They could have lost very easily yesterday. They didn't. They hung in there and won. I think they played really well through that term. I think they're really good. And I tell you, I wrestled with this one a lot.
I could see that, and I think this is a horrible matchup for Iowa State.
I really do. You got a Drake team that's really good.
Yep.
And Iowa State has nothing to prove. I mean, they're supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do when you got a team that's 30 minutes away from you. I don't know how often they play each other. I don't remember them playing each other in the regular season. They probably did, and it was early, and I didn't catch it.
I don't follow Iowa State's non-conference basketball schedule.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you.
Let me.
It's been a while.
Let me look real I don't think
I can't remember somebody, watching these two teams play.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
Somebody check it out in the chat and let us know later. So it may be one of those situations where there sits Drake, they're really good, and Iowa State says, we ain't playing you. That's we see that a lot in states. So I really would not be a bit surprised if Drake wins, but I went with Iowa State. So
yeah.
And go ahead.
I hold on. I did the same thing. I thought, oh man, that's gonna be such a tough game. And end of the day, though, you watch that Iowa State team. They are damn good. Yeah. Like, they are good. So I had to go with them. But, man, oh, man, that is a terrible draw for them. I don't care what anybody says. That is a tough draw.
And they set that up on purpose as well. And it will be a hell of a game if it gets that way. Now, Washington State, here's the deal. If they win, I'm not worried about Iowa State beating them at all. I'm not. I think they beat Washington State easy.
100%. I totally agree. I think Iowa State will kill Washington State.
I do too. Yeah. I don't think it'll be a game. But you got to be damn good to do what? And I don't care what the circumstances were. You beat Houston like they did.
Yeah.
You got to be damn good. Yeah. And they didn't beat them. They embarrassed them. And
I have huge respect for Iowa State, but I just know how this tournament is. And holding, you know, beating Houston and winning the Big 12 and all that kind of stuff. When you're playing the little team 30 minutes down the road and a chance to get to the Sweet 16, that bucket gets small and those games get tough. I don't care if it's Iowa State or North Carolina or anybody. That will be a tough game for them.
It will be tough.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt, but that's one, you know. And see, this is what makes this bracket so tough. If you just went round by round, you know, and you could reseed your bracket after you've watched the first games. You know, let's say Drake goes out and wins 89-60 over Washington State and just destroys them. And Iowa State wins 61-59 over South Dakota State. And you kind of think that Drake-Iowa State game is tough anyway. Yeah. You might pick Drake a lot more than you would otherwise. And so that's what makes this so hard.
I think that's why it's very important to kind of remember as you're filling out these brackets that filling out a bracket is a ton of fun. It's one of the most fun things to do. And I'm not saying don't fill out the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying it's two different things between filling out a bracket and then going game by game and betting the games against the spread. It's very different. And don't forget you when you're betting, like you said, the round of 32, you've got those data points from the round of 64, the first round that you can use for the second round. So if that scenario plays out and you get to this game and you go, well, I think Drake's going to win, but I picked Iowa State on my bracket. How can I not forget it? Just it's a single situation when you're going to betting the games. So,
well, here's the deal too. You get in these brackets. If you think you're going to just clean house, you better think again because you're going to have to get lucky.
Yeah,
something's
going
to have to go your way.
Well,
to win it. So
the brackets are luck, a lot of luck.
Oh God, yes.
And of course, anytime you even cash a bet, it's lucky. But again, you minimize that luck so much when you just go get you play a game by game and you're betting the spreads or maybe it's a money line that you like. Yeah.
It's like let's say you really like. So we got here. So you really like Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
You got them all the way to the championship of the region.
Mm-hmm.
And they get knocked off by Drake in that second round. Well, you've missed two more games, you know?
Yep.
And that's what makes this, but if you do have to, I think with the bracket, just don't bet a bunch of money on it. You ain't going to win.
Well, I mean, you talk about it, the bracket. Yes. Yeah.
Just
don't get in $1,000 pools. That's for sure.
Just have fun with the bracket.
This
and
is
then
for
you
fun.
Put the individual games.
Yes.
And you'll do much better. Anyway.
Exactly.
Did you do the final four of the region?
No. We're going round by round. So you're good. I'm good. And now I'll go back to the West now. So we're still in the second round West. Listen, I am a huge North Carolina backer. I'm not as a fan, but as my money, I'm a huge North Carolina backer. So I've got to go North Carolina. I bet them back in February to win this thing. And also, I've done nothing to make me change my mind. And I think they're just a much better team than Michigan State. So I took North Carolina in this spot here. You know, I hate it. Believe it or not, I think Alabama will beat St. Mary's if they get there. I really do. I think they will match up really, really well with St. Mary's in this game. Now, if it's a different matchup, maybe it's different. Maybe Alabama loses in the first round. But I think if the matchup is St. Mary's, Alabama, I think Alabama is going to win. I also took an upset here. Again, I think the ACC is a little bit undervalued. I went with Clemson to beat Baylor. You mentioned Baylor's a young team. I don't love that in the tournament. And then I did go Arizona to get through there. I don't love it, but you know, I don't know. I don't think Dayton's going to be quite good enough. So I went with Arizona in that one. All right, let's go down to you now. Who you got?
This will be, in my opinion, the bracket that kills me. I really don't like anybody with the exception of North Carolina in this round. And this, I think, will be the one that messes me up. So I went with North Carolina, of course, and I've got Mississippi State out there instead of Michigan State. I think North Carolina will have a harder time with Michigan State than they do Mississippi State, simply because Michigan State used to be in here. If I was North Carolina, I would want to play the Bulldogs instead of the Spartans. I don't think they have any trouble, although it won't be a slaughter. It won't be a slaughter. I think the St. Mary's Alabama game is a complete toss-up, and I really do. I went ahead and went with the Gales, St. Mary's. I really like them. I think they're pretty good. And coming back and beating Gonzaga after losing to them at home in the regular season game, and then come back and get them in the tournament, that's pretty sweet. I like that angle from them.
They played fantastic in that game, too.
They did, and they're good. And so I like them in that one. You've got Clemson against Baylor, right? And I've got New Mexico against Baylor. I really don't like this pick, but I went with Baylor to beat him, but I don't like it. And the more I think about it, I may change it. I don't like this Baylor team. I think they're going to be really good, but I'm not sure they're ready for this. So I went ahead and I've got them now. And of course I probably will turn it in, but I don't like that pick. And I don't like Arizona, and I've said I don't like Arizona, so I got to put my money where my mouth is. Gives me Nevada to beat Arizona in the second round.
All right, Nevada over Arizona. I figured that would probably happen in the second round or maybe third round. You'd go against Arizona. So Nevada, your pick there. So you got a 1, a 5, a 3, and a 10. All right, let's go. What's that?
That's a good one, isn't it?
You know it's going to happen in one of those regions, so
hopefully. Yeah. I never get the right one, though.
Yeah. All right, I got Houston beating Texas A&M. That'll be a pretty darn good game if that is indeed the matchup, but I did go with Houston. I went Duke to end the run of James Madison here. I think they get to the Sweet 16. I debated on this one for a while. Kentucky is one of those teams I think the name carries them a little bit more than actually how good they are, but you go back, they have been playing awfully well here lately. I'll take Kentucky. I at the end of the day, I had to take them, and I will take Marquette to beat Florida. So I'm very chalky in this region. And I think it's hard not to be. I think these are four blue blood programs. Houston's not really a blue blood, but they're a really good program. And then, you know, three teams that you see in this tournament. So I went chalk here. Let's see what you're going to do. We'll go down here to yours now.
Okay. Houston's a recent blue blood, that's for sure.
Right, yes, yes.
They played Texas A&M in the regular season, didn't have any trouble with them. So I think that'll carry over. So, you know, I'm one of the biggest Cougar fans there are, so I'm going Houston in that one. I went ahead. I don't really like this Duke team very well. It's hard to pick against Duke. I just don't think they're very good, or not as good as they have been. So I went with Wisconsin to get to the Elite Eight.
Yep.
I'm with you. Debated the North Carolina State-Kentucky game. Let's look at the overall season. State's playing great, but they weren't very good. Weren't in the tournament. Had to win the ACC. They did. I think that bubble gets burst by Kentucky. So I went with Kentucky over NC State. And I went ahead with Marquette, but I wouldn't be surprised if they get beat in that second round. I don't think they're that good. But I went with Marquette to beat either Boise, Colorado, or Florida, whoever I decide to put in there.
All right, so you're going to go Kentucky, Marquette, and then Houston and Wisconsin in that region. All right, let's go back to this Midwest region. This will be the last one for me on the Sweet 16, the round of 32 round, I should say. Ah, boy, I debated this one for a while. I don't like TCU enough, so I did go Purdue here. Purdue really should beat them. I'll just leave. They really should beat them. There's no excuse. They ought to beat them. I will take the Jayhawks to beat McNeese. I'm kind of with you a little bit. I do think the Jayhawks, if when they're undervalued, they do play a little bit better. And I think, you know, they're kind of under the radar. I think they might be able to make a, maybe not a run, but maybe a little bit of one. And then I really like this Creighton bunch. I picked them to beat Oregon in that spot. And then I took Tennessee to beat Texas. All right, let's go to yours. Who you got?
Hey, you know, you're saying that it I know exactly what you mean. Purdue has no excuse to lose to TCU. That's absolutely right. But they had no excuse to lose to whoever beat them last year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how much of this, we've talked about this before, how much of this is in their head?
Yeah.
It's got to be. It has to be in their head. That
100%.
They get to the tournament and they don't perform.
Yep.
And I think this is the biggest game in Purdue. That's just stupid to say. That's not the biggest game in their history, but it's one of them. If they can get to the Sweet 16, then maybe they relax a little bit and they play like they're capable. I think this is just a huge game for the Purdue program. I do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep being the number one seed or number two seed every year and get bounced out.
Yep.
In the, it's you've got to win one of these games eventually. So I went ahead and took them. I think this team's a little better than some in the past, but it's going to, I wouldn't be surprised. I went with the Jayhawks as well. I've got them against Gonzaga. You've got them against McNeese. You realize if McNeese wins, Kansas could get to the Sweet 16 playing Samford and McNeese.
It's possible. Yep.
Yeah. You think this isn't a cozy spot for Kansas?
I mean, it's a no excuse spot.
Well, unless Gonzaga wins, and then
true.
Yeah. But you're right, and so yeah, I think the committee did them a big favor, and again, you got to ask yourself, did the committee consider the injuries to the Kansas players? Because Kansas is not playing like a number four seed; They have been playing awful. I think they've lost 6 out of 7, something like that.
Yep,
and they never did drop too far. You know, I think they were, well, at one time they were a 1 and then a 2, I guess. But a 4, I thought that was a little – I thought they gave them the benefit of the doubt, and maybe they should. So I took them, and then I took Creighton to beat Oregon. And I think Tennessee's better than Texas. So I went with the Volunteers over the Longhorns. I think our bracket's the same in that one.
Yeah, we're pretty much the same in that one. All right, let's go to the, if I could get to the right button there, let's go now to the Sweet 16 games to try to get into the Elite Eight now. And we'll go back to the East. We'll go back to the top of the bracket here. UConn and Auburn. Listen, I like this Auburn team. They looked really good. It ends for them. This UConn team, man, they're good.
Yep.
They're really, really good. And I think to that point is I'll go ahead and pick Iowa State to beat BYU. That's how I have it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State got screwed. I really think they're one of the top, you know, 4 or 5 teams in the country, but they're going to have to play that tough UConn team. So I went UConn, Iowa State. And again, I think I just feel like with Iowa State, it's one of the best teams they've had in this thing. And they're playing about as good as any team they've ever had coming into this thing. They've had some good ones, and maybe that's more of a last 10 years. It's one of the better teams they've ever had coming into this thing. Right. Cause they have had some good ones, but you said it on Sunday when we were watching them and you're like, yeah, they'll probably get beat in the second round. Cause that's just kind of what they've done in the NCAA tournament. I just don't feel like they're going to. I think they're damn good. So I've got UConn and Iowa State in the Elite Eight there. All right. I've done enough talking. What do you like here?
Well, I said before, UConn's pushed every button and answered everything, every question. So I got them to beat Auburn. I think that'll be a hell of a game. Yeah. I think now you had BYU against Iowa State. I've got Illinois.
Yeah.
I think this is a tough, tough game. Iowa State's another team that if they can get to this Sweet 16, some of the pressure may be off them as well. I don't know why, but I went with Illinois to beat them. So I've got Illinois into the finals. Did you pick the final game?
No, I haven't picked it yet. We'll wait. We'll wait and do that one. I know why, and I'm going to explain why. You know why?
Why is that? Why is that?
Iowa State. I've seen them go through stretches where they struggle to score, and yeah. I think the further you get down this thing, it just gets a little scary. What if you go in an 8-minute stretch and you can't score a lot?
Yep.
That was not a try. That why they were so good in that Big 12 tournament. Well, because they're damn good, number one, and they didn't have those stretches where they don't score a lot. Their offense was very good, and if they can keep that going, keep that shooting going, they can even beat UConn. But I just fear like they're going to have that game, and Illinois is going to be tough to stop. They're tough to guard. They're kind of that team that can beat them. And I BYU kind of is that team that can beat them as well. I picked Iowa State, but I totally get why you picked Illinois, because they are just one of those teams that they're gonna get into a scary game at some point. There's no doubt about it. So all right, let's go to the West here. Of course, I'm taking North Carolina to beat Alabama here. And wouldn't you know it, I took Clemson. That could change. But I think the ACC is people are like, oh, it's not very good this year. They said the same thing last year, and they won in this tournament. They were able to get some wins. So I will take Clemson and North Carolina matching up in that one. All right. Who do you got?
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm looking. I picked North Carolina over St. Mary's, so I went with them. Mm-hmm. Let's look so far. Who in my bracket anyway, they're going to have to beat to get to the Final Four. Howard or Wagner, mm-hmm. Mississippi State, mm-hmm. St. Mary's or Alabama. That's mm-hmm. That's a lot easier to run to get to the Final Four or to get to the in the championship game in the region.
Yeah.
Than UConn.
Yes. Time. No doubt.
I've got them in there, and then I am going to take, because I had to put a Mountain West team in there somewhere, I'm going with Nevada to get to the championship game of that region. I just think they got the easier road of the Mountain West team. So I went with Nevada to beat Baylor to get there. And if that happens, then North Carolina will have to beat Nevada to get to the final.
Yeah, I mean, so there you go. And that's, again, as a person who's got that ticket on North Carolina, it's like, man, this worked out really well. There's no excuses.
No, if they play their game, they're in.
Yeah. Archangel Music said has not seen St. Mary's play. Yeah, so I've watched them a lot the last 3 or 4 weeks at least. They play slow. They are very methodical offensively, and they guard the hell out of you. They flat out guard. The key, if you're going to play them, if you're North Carolina or if you were Gonzaga who beat them and then lost to them, you have to speed the game up. And I kept yelling when I bet Gonzaga in the championship of that conference, speed the game up. You got to run. You got to run. I think North Carolina will be able to do that if they play St. Mary's, but they're a very, very methodical team. St. Mary's, I was really impressed. They reminded me like a Kelvin Sampson type team where they're methodical and they guard you. It was tough to get shots against them.
Yep, I agree.
All right, let's go. Let's see. Okay, let's go to the South here. And once again, we are back to Houston and Duke. I like Houston a lot. I went with Houston in that one. And then another one that's, if these games happen like this, it's going to be very, very good. I debated on this one for a while as well, but I win Marquette. The more I watch them, it's like you know, they're pretty darn good. And Shaka, for whatever reason, when he gets to a school like this, they're tough to beat. So I went with Marquette to get there. Marquette and Houston. Okay, what about you? What do you got?
Well, every year I look on a bracket to see who can give Houston, you know, and their matchups going through it, problems. I think Wisconsin can, but it's not the type of Wisconsin team as usual. They're more offensive-minded.
Yeah.
And Houston can shut down those kind of teams pretty good. You know, you got to go at Houston and be physical with them. And you got to get in their lunch and hold them down. And I don't think Wisconsin's good enough defensively. You had Duke. I would say the same thing for them. So I got Houston to win it. I'll be disappointed if they don't. I went ahead and I'm with you. I could change this. I might. Might do some more reading and try, you know, figure out a little bit. I've always found, though, once you've done a bracket, you might as well just leave it alone, because you start changing things, you're going to start changing all kinds of crap. It's like you go to the track and you've already picked your horses. Might as well stick with them, mm-hmm. because when you get to the track, you start listening to people and they can sway you out of your pick, and then your pick wins and it mm-hmm. just pisses you off. Think that's probably logical with your bracket. You start reading stuff they don't like them as well.
It can happen. Yeah.
So I think you're probably better off just sticking with what you picked first. I went with Kentucky to beat Marquette.
All right. Kentucky and Houston, man. That'd be a classic if that happens. All right. We'll go to the final bracket here on the Midwest side, the final two picks for us to go into the Elite Eight. And look, I feel like it's going to happen again, but I'm going to get so mad at Purdue, but I did pick Purdue. I picked Purdue to beat Kansas, get to the Elite Eight. I picked Creighton in an upset. I picked Creighton to beat Tennessee. I think you look at this Creighton team, at times they have been very good. They can flat shoot the ball, and if they mm-hmm. can get hot, I think they're going to make a run. So I took Creighton to beat Tennessee. All right, who you got?
Well, when this whole thing started, I said, okay, who am I going to find that's going to knock Purdue out? Mm-hmm. And I think I've said this for the last 3 years. And every time I just look at these matchups as we go through here, and I can't really find anybody. Mm-hmm. Yet they always lose.
Yep.
So I'm with you. I've seen Kansas all year, even with the two guys in the lineup, and they have not been able to beat teams like this.
No,
but this is shaky taking Purdue. It is shaky, shaky, shaky.
Taking. Yeah, I hate it.
I do too, but I did. And I'm not a fan of Tennessee, but I've seen Creighton not play well at times. I think this is a real toss-up game. I went ahead and took Tennessee. This is one that I definitely might think about and change, but I went ahead and took Tennessee over Creighton. This one's one I could change pretty easy.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. This is going to be very interesting to see. That region's kind of a mess. I don't like it very well, so we'll see how it goes. All right, let's go. Let's pick these final four games. We'll just pick all four of them here to make the final four. I went UConn. I just couldn't pull the trigger on Iowa State. I'm rooting for them. They're kind of the team I'm pulling for in this tournament, but I think UConn's better. Of course, I did go North Carolina. No surprise anybody's been listening for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I did go Houston, and I went Creighton to make the Final Four. Believe it or not, I went with Creighton. So UConn, North Carolina, Houston, and Creighton. All right, Papa Dude, who you got?
Well, I fell into the biggest trap of all, picked off all four number one seeds. That's that's stupidity. Yeah. You got three of them. I got four. So
yeah, I said when I filled it out, it's too chalky. It's way too chalky.
I just feel like this year, more than any other year, there are four teams that are head and shoulders above everybody else, and it's the four number ones.
Yeah,
I just don't see anybody as good as these four teams. You know, UConn's answered everything. North Carolina's solid. Houston has been fantastic. And Purdue, it's the weakest one, I think, mm-hmm. of my picks. So that's what I did. I'm going to go UConn, North Carolina, Houston, and Purdue. I think it's the first year I've ever picked all four. number ones. But I just think I don't see anybody in there that's better. So I went ahead and went for the chalk this year and see what happens.
All right. And then I'll go ahead and pick here. I did pick the upset. I went North Carolina to beat UConn. Like I said, I just love the guard play. Love RJ Davis. I think he'll get it done. I went North Carolina, and then I went Houston as well. And then, okay, who do you have in the final four?
Well, I went ahead with UConn. I think they're a little more physical. You got to go with North Carolina because that's your team.
Yep.
And a toss-up game for sure. And, you know, by the time you get to this point, you've seen them all play a lot in this tournament, and you'll have a lot better idea of how to pick this game when you get to it. I took Houston, too. I think they'll beat Purdue. I think they're better. And North Carolina against Houston or UConn against Houston, what more do you want?
Yeah.
That would be unbelievable if that happens. Yep. And I picked the score at 146.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's going to be somewhere in the low 70s. And I think whatever the matchup is, I think it'll be fantastic.
And who UConn and Houston, what do you think?
I went with UConn. I think they're better.
With UConn, and I the way they played last year, I don't blame you. I went North Carolina here. I really, truly believe this team has come on at the right time. I don't mind that they lost to North Carolina State. I really think they are a tremendous team, and I think their guard play will carry them. And I don't know if they can beat Houston or not. I don't know if they can beat UConn or not, but I got to go with them. I go with my eyes. I really, really like this team. So I went with North Carolina over Houston. Are we giving Houston too much credit? Archangel music basing it all off of that Iowa State game, holding them to 41. There's no doubt that was not good.
No. Are we giving them too much credit? Okay, it depends on how you rate the Big 12 conference. If you think the Big 12 conference was good, they beat the shit out of it. They won that pretty easy. These conference tournaments are weird. We called that game. We said Iowa State was going to beat them. I don't know if you saw any of the game at all. I've never seen a crowd like that.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Never won better.
Never seen a crowd like that at a neutral site. Yeah.
No. Yeah. They were out in the streets.
Yeah,
it was thousands of them that could not get in.
Yeah.
So I think you have to forget that game. I don't think we're giving them too much credit, is what I mean. That's what I'll say. I think
it's all about how you look at it. Because if you look at their first two games, talking about Houston, you look at their first two games in the Big 12 tournament, they murdered those teams. So I know Iowa State turned around and murdered them, but I mean, Houston looked like monsters, and then they got in there and they got whipped. Now, what does that really tell us? Maybe the Big 12 isn't all that good. Possibly that could be a thing. I don't think it is. I don't think it is, but it might be. I don't know. I'm not going to judge it too harshly on one game. Houston did beat Iowa State in the regular season, but you know what? Iowa State went 2-1 against Houston. They beat them up in Ames as well. So the games were competitive until they got to the tournament, and then that was not a competitive game.
Yeah. I am not going to hold that against Houston. I'm just not, because I just saw what was going to happen in that. And I just think Houston just got off to a bad start and just lost it. Just couldn't ever turn it around. And you can hold that against them if you want. And that's an angle to play. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, I think that to bring that up, that comment up one more time, I think the important thing that I would stress, I feel like even though maybe we have overvalued Houston, I wouldn't go to bat for them, right? This comment doesn't make me upset or make me go, well, that's a crazy comment. It kind of makes me go, well, he's probably got a point and it could be true, right? Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about them. I've watched them with my own eyes a lot this year, and a lot of games I watch them and go, that is a damn good team.
Yep.
But if they got beaten in the Sweet 16, I wouldn't be shocked. Would you?
No.
Yeah.
No. Everybody, anybody can get beat. You just had this is. Well,
I mean, past that logic, which is 100% true, they wouldn't be that shocking of a loss, is what I'm saying. Like, if UConn lost in the Sweet 16, you'd be like, well, it's March Madness. Who knows? But if Houston lost in the Sweet 16, I'd go, well, that's not crazy. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I coached basketball for 100 years. It's so hard to win in basketball in a tournament of any kind. And then you get into this. Mm-hmm. And you, like you said the other day, you have a bad half and you're out. And and you're playing good teams. Even these teams from these lesser conferences, mm-hmm. I've watched a lot of it this year. They got players. Mm-hmm. They may not have as many. Mm-hmm. They may not be quite as big as the big boys, but mm-hmm. they got players. And mm-hmm. you got to be on every game and you got to win six of these damn things. And they're high pressure. And you know, a lot of times the good teams do get beat, and it's mm-hmm. that's what makes this what it is. And mm-hmm. I just think I've thought all year there's four teams that are the best. Well, actually, there was three, and I didn't know who that number four was going to be. And then North Carolina played their way in that last six weeks or so.
They earned it. They earned it. There's no doubt.
And they're as good as.
A couple comments. We'll bring up Miranda's first here. Said, which number one seed do you think is the most vulnerable to lose in the first two rounds? I think it has to be Purdue. What about you?
Well, you got to go on track record and say that. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think it's North Carolina.
Let's go past Purdue. Who's next?
Oh, shoot. Wish you hadn't. Is the bracket still up? It is.
Well, you got your four here. So.
Oh, well, yeah, I see. I can't remember. I don't think. There you go. Mm-hmm. No, here we go. I don't think it's North Carolina.
I don't either.
Houston, who's their second round? It's they got to beat A&M. I don't think they lose to Texas A&M.
I really don't think the number one seeds past Purdue are vulnerable. I would be as shocked as you can be at a March Madness loss if one of the other three lost.
Now, UConn's got Auburn in the Sweet 16, right?
Well, yeah, but we're talking about the first two rounds. So.
Okay. Who do they got in the second round?
UConn?
They're in a tough side of it, but they should get beat through the first two.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let me go back here.
I don't.
UConn would have in the second round, would have Florida Atlantic or Northwestern. I don't think
they're
so.
They're too classy for them.
I'm
going to be surprised if any of them get beat, if they don't make it to the Sweet 16.
Honestly, maybe Carolina's the second team because of the possible Michigan State or Mississippi State matchup. That's not going to be easy. I really don't think Houston's losing to Nebraska or A&M. And we already said Purdue's number one. So maybe North Carolina is the second most likely.
Yeah.
Not saying it's going to happen, but if you had to rank them.
I'm going to come out and say I'm going to be surprised this year if the number ones don't make it to the Sweet 16.
I would agree. Past Purdue, I wouldn't be surprised Purdue didn't make it. I'm going to go here. I want to go to this one. Drake to make the Sweet 16 at plus 650. That would mean they're going to have to pull two upsets, one of them being Iowa State. What do you think of that bet?
I like it. I think that's logical. If you're going to go with somebody to get there, that's an upset type play.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good one. I do think they beat the Jackrabbits in the first round. Or Iowa State beats the Jackrabbits in the first round.
Yeah.
And I think Drake is a solid pick against the Cougars in the first round. And then you get in that type of game where – Davis against Goliath, and if they can keep it close, they could pull it off.
I think one way to look at this, if you think they're going to beat Washington State, which obviously you do if you're going to play the Sweet 16 game, they're going to be a lot less than plus 650 to beat Iowa State, right? They're going to be about plus 250 or 300. So you're doubling the value on that.
Yeah.
So
I think you take them. I mean, Drake, I don't think it's
Final Four plus 1,200. I 1,200, I should say.
You got him in there.
I mean, no, I really think that's a good bet.
Didn't you pick him?
Yes, that's 12-1. I mean, I think that's a good bet, really good bet.
Okay, I don't like that one. So,
well, no, but you didn't pick them, so of course you wouldn't. UConn, the hardest road to the championship. I would agree with that.
No doubt.
Drake is the favorite against Washington State at -125. Okay. So there's that. Pedlo says, give me TCU to the Elite Eight at +1100, so 11-1. I don't have the faith in TCU, but it's not a terrible price. Let me pull up their path here. Did I miss them?
They're on the other side, I think.
Where in the hell did they go? They're okay. So they got to beat Utah State, which they can. They get Purdue, which they can. And I'm guessing you're thinking Kansas, Gonzaga, whoever, maybe not good enough to beat them. That's not awful.
No, it's not. The key is to get past Purdue.
Papa Dude picked Gonzaga and I picked McNeese. We were split on that game.
And it's a toss-up.
Really good game. I am a, because of, I should say Gonzaga. I am a Gonzaga fan because of John White. He's a Gonzaga fan. So I do pull for them. I want them to win, but I'm not sure. That's a tough, tough matchup. So
it is. Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
Yep.
That one's at 6:25. Hey, that's perfect time too.
Yep, for sure. For sure. Pedlo, you had a comment I wanted to bring up because the answer was yes, but I can't remember. Or it was a far, far away. I don't remember. But he basically said, am I the only one that's not going to do anything between Thursday at 11 a.m. through Sunday? And the answer is no, you're not the only one.
Especially this year, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. The problem for me is Saturday. I will not be able to do that. I will.
Oh, you've got so many horse races. Yeah.
Saturday will be a full day in this office, about 15 hours. But Thursday, I'll only have two shows in a VEASAN spot instead of three. So that'll help. But Thursday won't get to watch as much as I want. Friday and Sunday will be definitely dedicated to the tournament. No doubt about it.
So we're not doing a show Thursday.
No show for us on Thursday because why would we?
I get a great idea.
Yeah. Saturday is going to be nuts.
Yeah, I got a great idea.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Okay.
You guys are handling the horse races. You just flip over to me and we can have a little bit of basketball thrown in between the horse races.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do. We'll probably have live coverage Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be great.
I think that'll probably all center around Louisiana Derby. Well, not probably, it will. Louisiana Derby and the Jeff Ruby Stakes and some of the undercards. But yeah, on the slow spots, definitely. The next three weekends are going to be nuts because we're going to have all the big preps in the next three weekends. Mm-hmm. And each round of this tournament in the next three weekends. So it's going to be insane.
I can't wait because today there was nothing to bet. Not for me. Listen,
so today I get on there and it's like, okay, there's like eight NBA games. I wouldn't bet it was stolen money, the NBA. And then I was like, all right, let's see what hockey's got. I'm like, well, shit, I guess I'm going to bet Mahoning Valley. It went well at Mahoning Valley, but that's all I had. That's all I had to bet today. So I'll probably just, I don't know, tonight, maybe.
Tomorrow will be a little better. We got the four play-in, or we have two play-in games. The NIT will probably start tomorrow.
Yeah, the NIT starts tomorrow. We have two play-in games. We have 14 hockey games tomorrow. So
that's your cup of tea, man. That's your baby.
We're back. And then Wednesday will be fun. And then really, today sucked. But after that, it's going to be good for a long time.
Almost passed today.
I bet you didn't know this. No, Steve Asmussen ran a quarter horse today.
Am I surprised? There is no way am I surprised.
Yeah.
This guy
is
so different from anybody. This is a guy who would never have to run a claiming race again in his life, and no one would hold it against him. Yet there he is buying $10,000 claimers, $5,000 claimers. He's got a million of them and throwing them into these dinky races. When's the last time you saw Bob Baffert do that? When Chad Brown, Todd Fletcher, Dwayne Luke, any of the big boys over the years, once they get to Asmussen's level, they don't mess with it. Not him.
Yep.
That's the first question I would ask him if I interviewed him is, What are you thinking? But he loves it.
He does. It's obvious. Yeah. Dennis was there. It was at the Red Mile today. Dennis was out there, and I didn't, I honestly don't, we didn't even handicap that track for the website, but he sent me the screenshot. He's like, look at this. I was like, wow, that's really incredible. So
it is.
Yeah. And a heartbreaking loss. He got second by a nose, I think Dennis said.
I saw an interview with him the other day, and it was really a good interview. Nancy Holtis does it, and she, her and him have a real good rapport. And he's so honest. And she asked him, she goes, the question I've got is, are you ever going to slow down? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, eventually you would think I would. And she goes, when do you think that might happen? And he said, well, if one of my boys should ever get interested in becoming trainers instead of jockeys, I might hand some of it over to them. He said, I'm kind of leaning that way. And then he got to talking about, he goes, you know, when you're riding horses, you don't want to do anything else. He goes, I never wanted to be a trainer when I was riding horses. He said, it was one of the biggest disappointments of my life when I got too big to ride horses. And he goes, that's the way they feel right now. Because both of his sons are riding now.
Yep.
And he said, I could, it's just the thrill of being a jockey. It's a lot more fun than being a trainer.
I'm terrified that they're going to have that same fate because Keith is big. I mean, for a jockey, I should say.
He's too tall.
Yeah, he's tall. And he's going to have, he looks like a normal person. And that's not really a knock on jockeys, but they look a little different than the rest of us because they just are tiny, tiny people. Not only are they short, they're very small, you know, skinny. Yeah. So if he walked in the door right now, you wouldn't think he's anything, right? So
yeah, and you see him in street clothes. He does look bigger. He just does, and that body's going to probably fill out. He's very thin right now, but as he gets older, it's going to be harder and harder to keep that weight off. I don't think I've seen Eric.
He's not quite as tall as Keith, but he also, I think he's younger. I think Eric seems to be a little bit younger. I don't know. I don't know their exact age though. I shouldn't say that. So,
It was interesting to hear him because it was interesting to hear him talk about once you're on those horses, it's hard to get off of them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting.
If you want to really watch Asmussen at his best, and it's coming up, the pre-Derby interviews they do with him, he's so brutally honest about his disappointments. And, you know, I remember before he was running Epicenter, which, my God, what a terrible loss for him. But they were talking about him. He goes, well, look, I think he's the best horse. He's doing great. We've done a really good job with him. Everything's going cool. But he said, I've lost this race with horses that damn sure should have won these races and didn't, you know?
Yeah.
And the interviewer goes, are you talking about like Curlin and Gunrunner? He goes, those would be the two. He's like, they never should have lost. And I got him beat here. So, you know,
He was discussing that in that interview and with Epicenter, he goes, that was my best chance.
Mm-hmm.
So that horse was so ready.
Yep.
And came into that in great form.
Yep.
And ran a really good race and didn't win. And he goes, what do you do?
Yep.
He said, I did everything the team did everything we were supposed to do. The horse ran the way it was supposed to. And he goes, he said, Curlin should have won, but circumstances didn't get a good trip and got inside and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he said, he goes, what do you do? He goes, but that's the race I want to win. So he said, keep plugging away.
I really, really love him. He's kind of he's very, very like laid back, subdued, but he will give you information. Like he doesn't really lie like a lot of these guys do. He just kind of says what it is. Now he's not gonna be real enthusiastic about it or kind of, you know, a huge personality. No, that's not him at all, but he'll tell you. And I saw the interview too with Track Phantom prior to that, or him talking about Track Phantom. He says, well, I hope he's a few links better than Epicenter. Guess, you know, he'll tell you. I'll, you know, we've talked to him a ton, but speaking of Epicenter, when he won the Travers, that year,
mm-hmm.
my goodness, Yeah, we were there, and I was thankful to be there. And I did not realize that was Steve Asmussen's first Travers win, which was made it special. We were also there when he broke the all-time wins record. That was special up at Saratoga. What a nice place. And anyway, you looked at that horse, and it's just like, God, how did he not win the Derby? This is a really nice horse, you know. And so we went out to dinner, and we didn't go to a dump by any means. It was a nice place, but it wasn't the fanciest place in Saratoga. And there he was. Asmussen was there. He was watching the harness racing, and then he went in to eat and talked to us for a long time about it. And it's like, yeah, he's just, you know, I didn't have to do much with him. Once I got up here, he was so good that I just kind of had to point him in the right direction. And he ran fantastic up at Saratoga, but not to be. Yeah.
He's... You know, he's always, at least at Oaklawn and at Remington, those are the two places I've seen him. He's with the people.
Well, let me read Kevin's comment, because any racetrack you go that he's there, this is it. He said, Steve was 4 or 5 feet from me watching at the rail one Friday at Saratoga, cheering his horse on. That's how I knew he was a good dude. That's him. He watches the races from the rail. I'll never forget it. I'm sure you either. When Curlin won the Arkansas Derby, Asmussen was standing right next to us. And you were like,
We didn't know.
Well, he goes, I'm pretty sure that's Steve Asmussen, because he's won like 5 races and he's been down in that winner's circle.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way the trainer of that horse is standing right here with us. Sure enough, it was.
We were novices then. We didn't know what we were doing.
Don't laugh at us. We didn't know much of anything. No. I didn't know anything at all.
I knew who he was because I followed the track, but I didn't really see him a whole lot, but he kind of stands out.
Yeah.
And because he's just with his hair and everything.
Yeah.
And, but I didn't realize at the time that was, you know, him. And he said that was the horse that put him over the top was Carlin. Yeah. So,
yeah, I'll never forget that. That was, and from that moment on, I've always been a fan of him. And like I said, if you're down at, fairgrounds and you're on the rail, don't be shocked if he's standing right over there by you. So
yeah, and he'll talk to you. Just don't go bother him, you know. Don't just kind of gauge what's going on, and if he's kind of involved with something, leave him alone. But if not, introduce yourself, say, can I take a picture? He'll go, sure.
I remember it's been a long time ago. He ran a horse that, I can't remember who it was. He got third in the Arkansas Derby, and we were standing there at that TV right inside where we stand and watch the replay sometimes. And he came up, and he was watching with us, and he looked at us. It was Jared and I and somebody else. He's like, well, what'd you guys think? I trained the whatever horse. And I said, yeah, we know who you are. We know that's your horse. He's like, well, what'd you guys think? It was second race off the layoff. I thought he looked a little better today. I was like, why are you asking me this question?
Yeah, and then it's something that he said, I trained that third place horse. Isn't that something he just, you would think a man of that stature would have thought that you knew who he was. And he trained. I said, you know, that horse there, that's, I trained that horse. What do you think about it?
It was just one of those weird situations. Usually he's not like by himself, but he was by himself and he just flat out asked. We're like, I don't know why you're asking us, but okay. So, and I think that may have been before we even had racing dudes. We were probably just down there digging around.
So you weren't where you're the status you are now. So.
No, not even close. So.
That's the first question I would ask him. I'm glad Dennis brought that up. That's the first question I would ask him. Why do you still do? He tries to keep his skills sharp in picking horses. I think he gets a thrill out of that. Maybe. I don't know.
Dennis says he had a poor interaction with, he said the interaction I had, he finished second at 28-1, ran hard in a Grade 3. I said, damn good effort. He just said, yeah, not what we wanted though. How is that a bad interaction?
I don't know.
He lost.
Yeah.
I mean, if he said F you and walked away, I would say, well, that's not good.
Everybody's like,
well, what the hell? Like, you know, I mean, come on. I'll end it with this. You don't become the all-time winning trainer in the history of this sport finishing second.
No.
Right?
No.
So.
He's pretty consistent.
Come on, Dennis. What's the matter with you?
He's pretty consistent. you know, he's pretty consistent. I think he's, you know, he's just, I don't know if he's the best, but his record says he is. Kevin, that's good. You're a real nice guy there.
You're a hockey, but that's,
you're a hockey player. I believe it.
I mean, I totally. And I think I think if you would have said, "Hey, thanks, man. I had so much fun out there," I'd think less of you if you said it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that means you don't care about anything but yourself.
Right. Yeah. It's being competitive. That's what the elite people in each sport, that's how they act. That's how you have to be to get to that spot. And
well, I think
if he would have said, "Hey, leave me alone," then I would be with you. But
I think a trainer that he knows what the odds are, but I think he thinks his horse is going to win. I do.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about D-Wayne one time, and Kelly Von Hemel was actually, we were talking about it. I said, man, he's so full of shit, that D-Wayne. He goes, here's the deal. He is, but I will tell you, he believes he's going to win every race. That is him. He's an optimist, and he believes if he enters, he's winning.
Yeah.
He said, so to you, yeah, he's full of shit, but he's telling you how he really feels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he thinks he's going to win. I remember one time I asked him, he was standing up on the rail of the paddock, and that's when I didn't know anything either. It was on a Sunday afternoon down in Oaklawn. Wasn't a really busy day, and he's standing there talking to some other dude, and I just went over there and stood by him, and his horse was getting ready to run in the next race. And I said, should I go bet on this horse? And he goes, it's a horse race. He goes, do what you think. But he said, I'm just going to tell you this. Don't bet your kid's college education on this one. He's got a chance. He said he's got a good chance. But he said, things have to break right. And it's a horse race. And he goes, don't bet your kid's college education. That's all I got to say. And I took that as a don't go bet much on this horse.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard him say that before. Yeah. St. John's would have won the NCAA tournament. Thoughts?
I would take money against St. John's to win the NCAA tournament. Moist ham. I would rather eat moist ham than not moist ham.
I would agree. Have you looked into the lines yet? That'll be more of like a Wednesday job. We got the brackets today, and then we'll break down the lines.
I haven't really looked at them. They may be out, but I haven't really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's a long time away, Kevin.
Yep. Yeah. When you do best bets every single day, you do kind of go one at a time. So I'm sure though that'll be something when we go to Dudes Who Bet Daily on Thursday, we'll definitely have a lot of coverage on that. Are you afraid of the Kansas injury? Yeah, we are. We're waiting closer to game time to kind of see the report. That's kind of the thing. If you watch the show here, a lot of these are subject to change. They are definitely one subject to change because of that injury situation. We'll keep an eye on that one for sure.
I think those guys are going to play because he held them out of the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to play.
I think the question might be how effective are they? That's going to be the big thing. So.
Are they totally healthy?
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, anything else?
No, I'm with Kevin. I wish tomorrow was Thursday. Ready to roll. This is going to be really fun. It always is. And I need something to take up my time. So I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Yeah. Bill Self said they're good to go this week. A coach would never lie.
Oh, no, right. Never.
Especially a guy like Bill Self, right?
Never about something like that. Never.
All right. Well, we're going to get off here. That'll do it for today's show. That'll be this week's show. We'll be back. Dudes Who Bet Daily going to be Thursday through Sunday, obviously, once again this week. And obviously, my goodness, we got so much coming up with basketball and then horse racing. Huge race, Louisiana Derby coming up at Fairgrounds and the Jeff Ruby Stakes coming up at Turfway. 8 100-point races over the next 3 weekends. The first 2 are this weekend. Guys, it's going to be awesome. I don't know what we'll see. I don't have any expectations one way or the other, but man, it's huge. You cannot get any bigger than the next three weekends in horse racing and, of course, college basketball. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We will be back for you on Thursday. Everybody have a good rest of your week up until Thursday, and we'll talk to you then.